Hello, this is David of Sparkle Stories, and welcome to the podcast. This week, I am going to tell you a story from our Martin and Sylvia series. It's called Summer Magic, and it is about how to get to sleep after an exciting, warm, sunny summer day. When Martin and Sylvia's Uncle Phil comes for a visit, the children are particularly excited, as they love his magical stories and games. But at the end of the day, it is very hard to relax and fall asleep. So it takes a special gift, one that only summertime offers, to help brother and sister settle down for a summer's sleep. I hope you enjoy it. Summer Magic. Martin and Sylvia live in a tall house with lots of windows. From their second-story loft bedroom, they can see their entire backyard, with the tall maple and oak trees on one side and the horse fence that borders the Browns' farm on the other. It was summertime where Martin and Sylvia live, and during the summer they spend almost the entire day outside, playing in their yard. There is the brook that lines the backyard where they like to make fairy houses. There is the rope swing on the tall white oak tree. There are the apple trees they like to climb, and the spruce trees where they like to hide. There is the forest and the meadow in the back where they often play explorers, and there is, of course, their playhouse where they play any number of imaginative games. Summer is a season of fun for Martin and Sylvia, where they take trips south to their grandparents or west to their cousins, where they make the long trip to the beach or the shorter trip to the mountains. It is the season where they read library books on the back patio, sipping on cold drinks and munching on fresh vegetables from their garden. It is a very busy season, filled with exciting adventures and new experiences. It is also the season when brother and sister sometimes have trouble falling asleep. Their second-story loft bedroom is very cozy in the winter, especially when they are tucked under thick quilts and comforters. The cool evenings of autumn and spring are also good for falling right to sleep. The long days and the hot weather of summertime, however, can occasionally be a challenge. Most summer nights, brother and sister have no trouble at all. They are usually so tired and worn out from the very active days that they flop happily into their soft beds and go to sleep quickly. But there are nights where this is not so easy. Sometimes the reason is that it is still light outside. Sometimes the reason is that it is uncomfortably hot. Sometimes the reason is that they have enjoyed themselves so much and had so much fun that it's hard to wind down and be still. And then sometimes the reason is all three things. Recently, Martin and Sylvia had one of those nights. It was a very busy day. The first part of the day was spent cleaning up the house and yard and preparing for a visit from Daddy's friend, Phil. Brother and sister knew Phil very well, and they called him Uncle Phil, even though he wasn't a real uncle. He was one of their favorite visitors because he could always do the most magical things. Uncle Phil was a chef in the city, And as he said, being a chef is just like being a magician. It is the art of making magic potions that you can eat. He usually visited in the summertime and always taught brother and sister how to make magic potions, as well as telling them all sorts of magical stories. As soon as Uncle Phil arrived, they wanted to show him all the magical things they created since his last visit. Sylvia showed him her fairy houses, and Uncle Phil magically found a bright purple flower to place on top. Martin showed him how fast he could run, and Uncle Phil showed him how to magically jump through the air. They showed him the meadow of magical plants, and he identified many different herbs that had magical properties. They showed him the Browns' new sheep, Pinochle and Roseberry, and he told brother and sister a magical story about a special lamb's wool spell. They spent the whole day exchanging magical tricks and spells, and then they stopped to have dinner on the porch. After dinner, brother and sister got to listen to Uncle Phil and Daddy tell more stories until it was bedtime. Some of the stories were funny, and some of them were mysterious, and many of them, especially the ones Uncle Phil told, were filled with magic. Neither brother nor sister wanted to go to bed. But then Daddy said, "It's a big day tomorrow, and you're going to need your sleep. We're going to the lake. The Webbers are going to take us all on a boat ride."
"Is Uncle Phil coming too?"
asked Sylvia hopefully.
"Yes," said Daddy.
"I can't wait," said Uncle Phil with a sparkle in his eye. "Can I show Uncle Phil my special magical fairy dance first?" asked Sylvia. "And can Uncle Phil show us one more magical potion?" asked Martin.
They were both so excited and filled with energy, they didn't want to stop having fun.
"It's time to go to bed," said Daddy.
"And time for Mama and me to have some Uncle Phil time ourselves." They were disappointed, but they said their good nights and went up the steps to their loft bedroom. As soon as they felt the warmth, they sighed, and Martin said, "It's too hot to sleep."
"And it's light out still," added Sylvia. "I want to stay up with Uncle Phil."
Mama smiled and said, "I know, this is the tricky part of summer sleeping, but you will fall asleep. I'll be outside with Daddy and Uncle Phil for a while, and then soon it's going to be time for us to go to bed, too."
"Can Uncle Phil tell us one more story?" asked Martin.
"I think you just heard lots of stories," said Mama, tousling his hair.
"Okay," he said,
as he plopped his head onto the pillow.
"Good night."
"Good night," said Mama.
"Good night,"
sighed Sylvia.
"Good night," said Mama.
And then she blew them both two kisses and headed down the steps. Brother and sister listened to her pour two glasses of water in the kitchen, and then she walked to the porch door. They heard it squeak slightly as it opened and then crunch shut. They lay in bed, and both of them looked up at the ceiling. It was quiet, but for the sound of the fan in their window. Martin tried to hear other sounds and could make out a bird calling. He thought it might be a mourning dove. He made out a few more sounds and then heard his sister say,
"I can't sleep. It's too bright out."
Martin rolled over to her.
"Yeah," he said. "I can't sleep either."
"Want to play a game or something?" she asked, looking over at him.
"We're not supposed to play games. We're supposed to just fall asleep," answered Martin as he looked back up to the ceiling.
"How about a really, really, really quiet game?"
asked Sylvia hopefully.
"Like what?" wondered Martin.
"How about I spy?" Said Martin, thinking about it. Okay, but just a couple rounds and then we need to fall asleep.
Okay,
said Sylvia, sitting up. But you have to keep lying down, said Martin. It'll be about what you can spy from lying down. Nighttime rules.
Okay, said Sylvia, lying back down.
This is fun.
She looked around while keeping her head in place, to make it more of a challenge, and then she smiled and said,
I spy with my little eye something yellow.
Martin lifted his head to look around, and Sylvia said,
No, your head has to be on the pillow, nighttime rules.
Okay. Is it the silk on your animal basket?
Nope,
said Sylvia with a proud smile.
Is it the stuffed sunshine?
No, but you're close, said Sylvia.
Is it another one of your stuffed animals? Asked Martin.
No, it's more about the sunshine part, said Sylvia.
Do you want a hint?
Sure, said Martin.
It's from the sun, Mama said. It's from the colors of the sun.
Martin looked at Sylvia, who was looking at the wall. Then he looked at the wall and saw a rainbow reflecting on the wall from a crystal that was hanging from a window over the kitchen.
Oh, is it the yellow in that rainbow?
Yes, cheered Sylvia.
The door from the back porch then opened, and Mama said,
It's sounding a little chatty up there. It's time to sleep, you two. Okay, Mama, good night, they said,
and then the door closed. After a few moments of quiet, Martin said,
I know a quieter game. I was doing it before. Do you want to play?
Is it a magical game? Because I want to do more magic things like Uncle Phil does,
said Sylvia, kicking her legs a little.
Kind of, said Martin.
So what you do is listen and count how many sounds you can hear, like the fan and maybe a bird call or whatever you hear.
What is the magical part? Asked Sylvia.
Well, you have to use your magical powers to hear lots of sounds.
Okay,
said Sylvia, shifting into a good listening position.
Go ahead, said Martin, and I'll say stop when it's time.
They were both quiet as they counted the sound of the fan, the sound of Mama laughing, the sound of Bill, their old dog, sighing, the sound of Pickles, their young kitty, giving herself a bath, and the sound of a few goats neighing from Mr. Brown's farm. Martin also heard the sound of Uncle Phil talking, and Sylvia heard a crow call. They counted and shared quietly what they heard, and both agreed that the game was magical, but that they were both still awake. Martin suggested Daddy's go-to-sleep technique, which was to remember the day's events in order.
I think that's too hard, said Sylvia.
Well, let's try, said Martin. So, okay, we woke up, and what did we have for breakfast?
Yogurt and raspberries, said Sylvia.
And then she added,
Do we have any more strawberries?
I don't think so, said Martin.
Which do you like better, strawberries or raspberries?
Raspberries, said Martin.
Raspberries? But strawberries are so sweet.
They kept chatting for a while, and then Martin realized that they forgot to do Daddy's sleep technique. So they both rolled around on their beds trying to find a comfortable position, and Sylvia noticed that the rainbow on the wall was gone.
It's getting darker, she whispered.
It must be late, said Martin.
What should we do?
Asked Sylvia, who was now feeling tired but still not able to fall asleep.
Martin took a deep breath in, and then they both heard lots of laughing. This prompted brother and sister to sit up on the bed and look over the railing at the back porch. They saw the dark shapes of Mama and Daddy and Uncle Phil sitting and talking. Martin leaned his chin down on the railing and breathed out. Then he looked out the many windows to see that the sun was now set, and the trees were very dark against the deep blue sky. Sylvia ran her fingers on the wood of the railing and then heard Martin say, "Oh!" She looked up, and Martin was sitting up tall and pointing.
"Right there, look!"
Sylvia looked where Martin was pointing and saw only trees at first, the sky, maybe a bird flying by. She was about to ask if he wanted her to see the bird when she saw a flash of light.
"What was that?" she asked. "Fireflies, I think," he said. "There's another one."
Brother and sister looked out again and saw another flash and then another, and then they seemed to see flashes all around the yard.
"Wow, there's so many," said Sylvia a little loudly.
They both heard Mama get up from her seat and come to the door. As they looked at more fireflies flashing, they saw the door open, and Mama looked up at them.
"Martin and Sylvia." "Fireflies," said Martin. "They're all over. Did you see them?"
Mama turned around to look into the yard and smiled.
"Oh, look at that. I didn't notice. We were so busy chatting."
And then she said to Daddy and Uncle Phil,
"Look at the fireflies."
Brother and sister heard Uncle Phil say, "Wow, we don't get these in the city. Now that is magic."
"Mama,"
asked Sylvia hesitantly,
"can we come down and see the magic with everybody?"
Mama giggled a little and said, "Sure, come on down, but not too long, it's late." Martin and Sylvia jumped up and came quickly to the steps. They padded down and shuffled over to the patio door. When Sylvia saw Uncle Phil, she asked,
"Did you do anything magical while we were upstairs?"
"No," said Uncle Phil. "In fact, we almost missed the most magical moment of the whole day. Thanks for letting us know." Sylvia smiled and hopped onto Daddy's lap. Daddy snuggled her close, and the two of them looked out at the yard. Martin sat next to Mama on the bench and leaned into her as they looked too.
"So many of them," said Uncle Phil.
They all marveled for a long moment before Martin quietly asked,
"How do they do that? How do they make light?"
"Yeah," said Uncle Phil. "I want to know the trick, too."
Daddy looked at Mama, who breathed in.
She said softly. "Well?"
And then she was quiet. After another pause, she said,
"It's not a trick, but it is a kind of magic. The fireflies carry a special, well, magic inside themselves that lights up when it mixes with the night air."
This brought another long pause as they all wondered what the magic could be. And then Sylvia asked,
"Are fireflies a kind of fairy?"
Mama paused again and asked,
"What do you think?"
"Well," said Sylvia, thinking about it, "fairies have a special magic, and they like it when the sun sets and rises, so maybe fireflies are fairies."
Both Daddy and Uncle Phil nodded their heads slowly. They all saw fireflies up high toward the tops of the trees, as well as hovering above the ground. Martin watched one firefly sparkle for a moment, and then sparkle again a few feet away. He tracked it the entire voyage across the yard. Sylvia saw two fireflies get closer and closer, and then their little lights crossed. For several long minutes, they silently watched the little glowing lights as Sylvia sunk into Daddy's arms, and Martin leaned more heavily against Mama.
"I think I'm feeling the Firefly's fairy magic," said Uncle Phil quietly.
"How so?" asked Daddy just as quietly.
"I am getting very, very tired."
"Mmm," said Daddy in agreement.
"Me too," whispered Sylvia. "I think I'm ready for bed now," said Martin.
"I think we all are," said Mama.
Then she stood slowly up, looked out at the yard and whispered,
"Thank you, Fireflies, for your sleepy time fairy magic. Good night."
"Good night,"
said Martin as he stood to join her.
"Good night,"
said Sylvia with a yawn. The three of them slowly walked back inside and went step by step slowly up to their bedroom. The window fan had cooled off the room and it was now much darker. Sylvia looked back out the window for a moment to see more sparkling of fireflies, and it brought another wash of tiredness.
"Uncle Phil is magical,"
she whispered to Mama as she snuggled into her bed.
"But the fireflies are super magical because they're putting me to sleep."
Mama smiled, kissed her forehead, and walked back to the steps. And by the time she walked all the way back down, both brother and sister were deeply and magically asleep.
This has been an original story from our Martin and Sylvia series. Copyright 2013. If you would like to listen to more stories about Martin and Sylvia, go to sparklestories.com, where you will find many, many, many more. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.